You know, I was pointing out the significance of the fact that these two people I mentioned were obviously thinking through the situations, and their thought processes helped them reach the conclusion that it was indeed the wise thing to receive Jesus as Lord and Savior, to submit to him, connect with him intimately. I mention that because a lot of people think mistakenly that thought processes, reasoning, and faith are contradictory to one another, and they're not. Very often, we can really, I'm not saying this is a guarantee, but we can really connect with God more intimately and probably more enduringly if we do engage our minds more than our emotions, rather than engaging our emotions rather than our minds. I'm not saying emotions should not be a part of it. Our emotions should be a part of it. But notice this. Very often, understanding that we are sinners and understanding that the fact that we were born with a sinful nature and have lived as sinners who deserve eternal punishment, and understanding that the Lord Jesus came to this earth, lived a perfectly righteous life, a perfectly sinless life, so that he could offer himself up as the perfect sacrifice to God the Father in our place, so that being considered a sin, to be considered sin and the sin offering in our behalf, and then raised from the dead, returned to heaven as the perfect God-man who successfully lived life, a life of perfection, so that all of us who then decide to receive him as our Savior, the one who can give us the ability by his Spirit to overcome sin in our own lives more and more and more, so that we please God more and more and more, developing a relationship that becomes more and more beautiful. Understanding that can bring us to tears. In other words, that understanding can lead to, can yield an emotional connection. That mental connection can bring about an emotional connection, which is good, because remember, the Lord Jesus said, the greatest commandment is to love the Lord your God with all your heart and soul and mind and strength. In other words, with all that we are, nothing left out, with all that we are, we should be loving our God. So don't be turned off if a person is asking questions about what it means to be saved, how you're saved, what the relationship is about, what the commitment is about, etc. Don't feel like they're asking the wrong questions because they're not approaching it the way you would approach it. Different people have different approaches. And even when it comes to salvation, different people have different questions that need to be answered in order for them to come to a point where they can say, oh, okay, I get it now. It really is okay for people to get it now. If you will do a thorough search on the word understanding in the Bible, you will find that not only is God not opposed to us getting it, he wants us to get it. He wants us to understand. He wants us to understand him. He wants us to understand salvation. So don't assume that because a person is not asking you, okay, how do I speak in tongues? How do I speak in tongues? How do I speak in tongues? I'll be honest with you. When that's what I hear a person focusing on, and they're not focusing on, you know what, I really do want to walk uprightly before the Lord God. How do I do that? You know what, I really do want a beautiful relationship with God. How do I do my part to develop that? And it's focusing on speaking in tongues and focusing on, well, how do I prophesy and, you know, display the gifts of the Spirit? And they want something that may or may not be evidence of their salvation. If the greatest command is to love. All right, let's listen to our Jewish guest some more.
On his own, then, he started to read about Jesus as well. About a year and a half later, I told him that the fellow who wrote one of the books that he had read, that this fellow was giving a lecture in the city in New York.
Now remember, he was telling us just a few minutes ago that he finally had a conversation with his father and let his father know that he had been reading this Bible about Jesus, and specifically the New Testament, which for a lot of Jews is a no-no. And he's talking about the response of his father upon this discovery.
And he agreed to come out to hear that person. And one of the most amazing moments of my life was the speaker said, would everyone here who is a Jewish believer in Jesus, would you raise your hand? And I raised my hand. My father also raised his hand. And I looked over and said, Pop, he didn't say would all the Jews raise their hand. He said, would all the Jewish believers in Jesus raise their hand? And my father looked over and he said, yes, I heard what he said. The decision to come to faith in Jesus as the Messiah was not something that was a momentary lark. It wasn't something that was a passing fad. And I could see changes in myself that I knew were not from within myself. I had kind of tapped in to a truth for our Jewish people that was very powerful.
Love is what it's about, ladies and gentlemen. When it comes to whether or not we truly believe in God, will you spend some time exploring what God says it means to believe in Him? Make whatever changes you need to make in your life to get there.